This is Eric Topol of Medscape, Editor-in-Chief, and the topic at hand, which is really quite interesting, is icons of medicine and the fact that they may be changing. The one I like to harp on is a stethoscope, but what was reinforcing about that recently was a report, an editorial from the group at Mount Sinai talking about rest in peace stethoscope, that in fact at that medical school, as well as the University of South Carolina, they're giving the modern version of the stethoscope, namely high-resolution ultrasound, to all the medical students. And the old stethoscope, which has been around almost 200 years, at least by some, is being considered a relic. In fact, in Minnesota, there's a health system that's training their primary care physicians to do a head-to-toe ultrasound exam and not even use the old stethoscope, which, by the way, wasn't any stethoscope, it was stethophone. It didn't look in, scope into anything. So that's a really interesting trend. And what are we going to have for the new icon of medicine? Then we move on to the white coat. And what's interesting, a New York Times article was questioning how much longer they're going to be around. There's been concerns that the white coat is a reservoir of bacteria and pathogens that's making nosocomial infections worse. But moreover, it's always been something that created a fence or distance between the patient and physician. It was part of the whole theme of medical paternalism. And so the question is, one of the suggestions is to be white coats that are short sleeve, everything below the elbows okay, or abandon white coats, just like it's been recommended that male physicians don't wear ties because they also are a known potential transmission of pathogens. So what's really interesting as we are in a time of medicine where there's really a lot of turbulence, a lot of change, and so that even brings us to questioning some of the most revered and time-honored icons like the stethoscope and the white coat. Whether they'll ever really go away remains to be seen, but they're at least certainly being challenged and challenging prevailing dogma and ritual use of certain things, I think, is always a good thing. Thank you.